Right.
Well. Goodbye, Gary.
Look, it was going to happen, wasn't it? Let's be
Oh,
honest with you.
look.
I'm watching Late in Life as we record. And
What an
it's just like
episode.
this sore thumb.
We've had tears,
Absolute sore thumb.
tantrums.
We have. We've had
Incredible.
it all.
Incredible
We've
scene. Should
had
we get into it,
it
dissect it
all.
all?
You know what, Brett? Roll the titles.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right, welcome to your Saturday daily dose of Celebrity Big Brother analysis from Fancy Another Pod. And last night, Gary was sent packing.
Packing. He's gone. He's got the boot. He's off. He's back home.
Do you think the right
Probably
person went?
ringing. Definitely. Come on, darling. We can finally call it Celebrity Big Brother now.
Oh, you are
Let's be.
terrible.
It's true.
In case
He
you're
even said
wondering who Gary
himself.
is, do you know he's Kate's uncle, Princess of Wales?
Kate, which Kate? What?
Where's
He
Kate?
isn't. No.
Where's Kate?
Where is? We'll never find out now. We'll never know.
Listen, lots happened in tonight's episode. We obviously had the ZZ Lauren spat. Whose side are you on? I'm on neither.
ZZ all the way. I'm
Oh,
ZZ all the way.
really?
Look, yeah, Lauren knows what she's doing. Even when they were having that little chat, when they sorted it out, like in the bedroom after everything kind of calmed down, she was like, "Well, you know, I was all heated up because I'd been nominated. Oh, I hadn't been nominated at that point, had I? I was like, you dickhead, you're actually making excuses, and they don't even make sense. She's a dickhead. I don't like Lauren. Not,
Oh no.
no."
So I think it was a clash of character. And I do feel that I was getting a bit annoyed watching the pair of them. I was like, oh, just get them off the screen. You know what? It's like a non-argument. It's not a juicy argument. It's just a
Yeah.
non-argument. I thought, pair
Well, that orange looked juicy, but apart from that,
of
you
you.
know what I
It
do
was
love?
like, I
This
think
is
it's
what I
because we
love.
had the Sharon and Louis gossip. I was like, stop this arguing, girls. We've got more important fish to fry here.
Yeah. Look, you know how the lads are making this like podcast in the garden? They need to sit down, behave, because the only podcast I'm interested in is the one starring Louis and Sharon spilling all the tea about X Factor.
Oh, it needs to happen.
Fascinated.
That
Honestly,
fascinates me because I thought it was a big deal, and these contracts that they had were like watertight, and they really wanted to do it, and it kind of spoils the illusion.
Well, the thing is, we've always made rumors and people have gossiped about X Factor, and it's never been confirmed until now. And I'm like, I need more. I want to quiz Sharon about Danny Minogue. I want to quiz her about Nicole, about when Nicholas Grimshaw joined the panel and Louis was sacked. And I just want to know everything.
I mean, let's face it, Sharon was never interested in coming back. She did it for a little
Sorry,
bit
I
of
just
money.
can't believe I've called him Nicholas Grimshaw like I'm his mom.
No, we desperately need it. Desperately need it. I was just shocked. 2 minutes of
We need
just
to talk about
chaos.
that apology. That apology. How funny was that silence?
Oh, so funny.
If
We were screaming at the TV.
Bradley broke, he broke instantly. If I was there, I would have just cackled. I wouldn't be able to hold it in.
I don't understand why she just
It
stood there staring into space for like at least a
would
minute.
have been.
What
Oh, what a
was
moment. What a
that
moment.
about?
You know what? We're nearly a week down, and I think it's been an all right first week.
Good series. Ratings are holding up strong. When you add in the extra device watching, I think we're going to be on about
Yeah.
4 million viewers. That is one of the biggest Celebrity Big Brothers that there's ever been.
Really?
It's going to be
Fair
a big
play,
and dull.
ITV. Fair play,
They
ITV.
smashed it.
Now, obviously, the biggest story of the week has been Lauren and ZZ fight over an orange. Well, I wouldn't even call it a fight, just a little disagreement. This is what Big Brother is all about. We've had OXO cubes, we've had bananas. Now it's the turn of the orange. And we had to ask one of my favorite people tweeting along about Big Brother. Is Miss YC Black, the bastardry from Birmingham, is a loving Celebrity Big Brother. And I thought, you know what? We have to get you on the pod, Bab.
Absolutely. Here's our chat with the gorge, Why She Black.
I knew I saw your tweet and I was like, we need some camp bastardry on this pod immediately.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. Honestly, I have been enthralled in Celebrity Big Brother, probably as much as the first one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Who's your favourite at the moment then? Who's like your top three at the moment?
Top three. So surprisingly, Fern. I never thought going in, I'd be like, oh, you know what, Fern? Yeah, I like you a bit. Brad, Dan. Dan is, I've worked with him before and he's the same. He's absolutely the same.
Stunning. I just love that you're part of the Finesse.
Listen, honestly, I don't know what's going on. I never would have thought it, but I went, do you know what, Fern? Ask them questions. Get that tea.
Okay, are you on my team where I think Fern deserves her own chat show then? Because I can see happening.
Oh, absolutely. It's time to come back. Do you know what I mean?
No, I can't see it. I see it going on to Loose Women. That's where I see it happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can get that. I can grab that. I think she's
too good for Loose Women, you know. No shade to the girls.
No tea, no shade.
Now look, it's all kicking off now. Like, we saw a nominations rule break. I don't know if you've seen the clip. We are pre-recording this the day before, by the way. So I don't know if you've seen the clip of ZZ and Lauren having it out. Lily and Lauren spoke about nominations. What do we think?
Listen, I'm glad things are now beginning to kick off. I'm glad, because I thought the first week was going to be a bit boring. And especially as people are sort of, like, they're trying to be a big, happy family, doing the Big Brother songs, and do you know what I mean? All that. I'm glad it's kicking off now.
Yes. I love that it's taken 3 days for them to crack. Yeah. Three days is all as it took. What side of the fence would you be on? Because I feel like there's a clear divide now. We've got team Ekin, Sharon, Louis, I would say Levi and Gary, even though he's not quite part of the other group. Mm-hmm. And then we have the other group with Nikita, David, and all of that lot. Where would you be?
I'd be on Nikita's, Brad's side, all of that. Because Louis voted for Brad for being young. And I'm like, I know I'm early 30s, but I still feel quite young. So I'd still get all the references. And as a drag queen, they're always talking about slay and work and giving it all of this, that and the other. That's me. That's my kind of people.
And if you were in there now, like, say if you were in Sharon's position, we asked Carrie this, the same question. On first impressions, who would you put in the Ring of Fire?
Ooh, very interesting. For me, first impressions, I would have put Lauren. I know. First impression. And then who else? I don't know. Who else was there to come in? Gary, I would have put up as well, yeah. And then most likely would have had to be... I'm going to be controversial. And I'm going to say Nikita. Just because I just... When they walked in, I was just like, I don't know. Nothing was... There wasn't... The spice wasn't spicing.
Were you one of those people that when they saw Nikita go in, you were like, what the hell are you wearing?
Well, yeah, exactly. I was that very... I was like, not this. But, like, I didn't see any spicy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And there's a lot of talk on social media, like, especially in the first few episodes, oh, this is a boring season, I'm not going to watch it again. Obviously, now we're seeing cracks start to emerge. Do you think that's got a lot to do with Louis and Sharon, and Sharon's just going to fling herself out the door any minute now?
Absolutely. Louis and Sharon, I don't know if they know where they are. Well, I think Louis has just, like, thought, this is a nice holiday camp for me, a few days away. It'll be great. I don't think he knows where he is. And I think Sharon's just trying to play it a bit coy. Like, she will say what she wants to say, but she's holding back a bit.
She's working people out, I think. I think she's smart enough to play the field a little bit and see what's going to push people's buttons. I think she's playing it a little bit cooler than maybe Louis, who's just gone in like a demon, demanding beds left, right, and center.
Yeah, and I saw clips of, like, him going, oh, well, the camera's on. Oh, the mic. And I'm like, babes, the camera's on 24/7. Listen, even when you're sleeping and snoring, the cameras are on.
And what are your predictions for the rest of the series? I'm like, we're nearly a week through now. We've only got like about a week and a half, 2 weeks left. What are your predictions? Who do you think's going to like make it to the end? Who do you think's going to really get probably cancelled? I think Louis's probably going to get cancelled at
Louis's
some point.
Louis's definitely on the way to get cancelled. Don't worry, I'll be there with them cancelling. I've got my cancel stick and I'm going to be poking Louis with it. I think Marisha and I think Brad may take it to the end because I just think that they're nice to really everyone. Mm-hmm. And there's not really been much disturbance. And I don't really see them having arguments. You know what I mean? I can see them having like, I can see Marisha having like a firm talk or, you know, this is a right situation, but I can't see her blowing up. I definitely can't see Brad blowing up. But most of the people I can do, even like Coulson and Ekin-Su, when they were having that little chat and Ekin-Su was like, no, Love Island's not like, no. And I was like, Coulson was like, what's going on here? Even I felt a little bit that he'd blow up. I figured if you know, things were tense, he'd be like, shut up.
Now, let's go on.
I was going to say, let's move on to our Gazza, Gary, Kate's uncle. Did you realise that Kate had an uncle until he walked in? Did you realise he was public enemy number one until he walked in? I don't think anyone knew him.
Not a clue. Didn't know who he was. Not a clue. It's so funny. He's like, I'm Kate with Kate. I'm like, babes, no one's looking at Kate's side of the family. You know who we're all invested in? Wills. You know what I mean? That's what we're looking at, darling. No one cares if you're a fourth uncle, twice removed, married the sister to the other brother. I'm like, come on.
The thing is, I don't think anyone from Kate's family are even aware that he's in there. No one cares. No one's batted an eyelid.
Well, I've seen a meme today of... It suggests that Kate Middleton sat on a phone voting for Lauren to save Lauren to Gary.
I saw that as well.
But we have to give Ekin-Su a flowers for going straight up to Gary and saying, Where's Kate?
Where's Kate? Release the tape. Release Kate. honestly, fair play. I think Gary, bless him, he's gone. Bless him. I don't think he's going to be here very much.
And I just hope that when, now with Gary gone, I hope that Ekin-Su, it's like she's just decided, you know what? Let's stir the pot a bit. And credit to
her. Well, Aisha, did you watch Ekin-Su on Love Island? Because this is my first Ekin experience.
Yeah.
So you're fully aware, like Brett keeps saying, Hurricane Ekin is coming and I'm really excited.
So Ekin-Su on Love Island was so iconic. And stirring the pot. So, like, for instance, she was partnered up with somebody, and then somebody else came in, and she was famously, she crawled on the floor in the balcony area to meet the guy and kiss him and get on with him. Mm. And then the other lad found out, and there was this big, massive, like, meme. He called him, like, called Ekin-Su an actress, a liar, this, that, and the other. It was iconic. So Ekin-Su, and that was 2 days in. So Ekin-Su was already causing the drama and the memes and all of it. So I'm not surprised that she's in here now doing the same thing.
It all led to the drama of Ekin-Su and a love rival in the Love Island kitchen doing a pancake cook-off to see who could create the best pancake to win someone's affection.
Right, this is camp.
And there was some kind of argument where she says, I'm Ekin-Su, babe. And that person replied saying, Ekin who? And then you could just see the rage in like it's just high camp.
It was golden.
So finally, so Gary, you think what we think he's gonna get the boot. Who do you think is in for a rough road in the house?
ZZ. I think ZZ's in for a rough road because I'm getting the sense because that like Louis and Lauren and stuff, they will be like, well, ZZ's a bit too, you know, opinionated, blah, 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 blah. Even though Lauren's very opinionated, but no one's saying that about Lauren.
Well, we know what they're trying to say. A bit too black for me.
It's very that. So I think ZZ's going to have a rough ride. And plus, she was like second most nominated, so it's going to be interesting.
I think it's a shame, really, because I think she handled herself quite well with the when she was put in the danger zone in the Ring of Fire. She was quite inquisitive. Why did you put it up? And then like said that, I hope that I've proved that first impressions aren't right. So it feels like I don't quite get it.
I think with ZZ, I don't know too much about ZZ, but I know, I'm fully aware that they're a social commentator. So they fully know how they're being perceived, how the edit's going to take place. So I think they're going to hold themselves really well.
Yeah.
In whatever happens, in whatever arguments, in whatever anyone says about them, I'm really excited to see how ZZ's journey plays out in Big Brother.
And especially with like people will try and knock her off her game. Do you know what I mean? Like if I have to hear Louis say it one more time, I don't know what she does. I mean, that's not for you to know. Do you know what I mean? What have you been doing since X Factor finished 10 years ago? What have you been doing? Where have you been on our screens? Do you know what I mean? Who are you managing? This is, and I just hate that level of like, oh, we're all celebrities and you're not. Well, she's in the same house with you. So think about you. What are you doing when she's in the same house with you?
And there we have it. Why is she black, everyone?
Yeah, give it up for Why She Black.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I could do this for hours. Hours.
We need to get you on Late and Live, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh,
honestly, telling you, Danny Who, there we go.
Some of the best comments
on a lot.
Honestly, we need to get a campaign started to get Why She Black on Late and Live.
I'd love to see her in the camera runs. The chaos.
I would love that, actually.
Get Why She in the runs. Brilliant.
Literally.
And I think that brings us to the end of our Saturday Daily Drop, but the drama doesn't stop
like,
there,
it's been
Ballybab.
A week. No, it doesn't. Look, we've got our usual full-length episode dropping on Sunday as normal about 1 o'clock?
Oh, maybe a bit earlier. You never know, darling.
You never bloody know. But
just wait for us to post about it.
Yeah, we're going to be covering the week of Big Brother. Anything that we might have missed. Of course, we'll be touching on a bit of Drag Race as well. I don't know if you've caught up with The Apprentice. I don't know if you've had time, but...
Not had time. Got Married at First Sight, The Apprentice, Catch Up on Dragon's Den. And of course,
look.
Dancing on Ice.
It's the final this week.
Fart in the wind. You were right. You were right.
Look, join us on Sunday for a full-length episode of Fancy Another Pod Bad. It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
See you there.
Fancy Another Pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. A Gaydio original podcast.
Do you know what the worst thing is, Bally? I fell asleep.
What?
I needed to
record. I know you did. I was a bit scared. I was like, do I ring you? It has been a long week, hasn't it?
We're getting
it. Has.
I'm committed.
We're committed. We're consistent. We're giving the people what they want, darling. You know what I mean? I just want the moolah now. If anyone wants to start a go, no, to keep Brett away.
Get enough of you sniffing out the sponsors. Yeah.
Look, I want the money. I want the spawn. Hashtag ad. Hashtag spawn. Give it me now.